Hey, Papa Colin, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with a truck and mice. Once upon a time, a truck, a very, 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 very small little truck. It was so small that it could drive in the mouse holes. For sure, it wasn't a real truck. It was a toy. It was all blue. The cabin, the trailer, even the wheels were blue. But not the windows. Otherwise, he wouldn't have seen anything. One day, while he was driving, precisely, in a mouse hole, he met the mouse Crickery and the mouse Crocro. He asked them, "Bah, what are you mice doing there?" "You're a little bit at our place, truck. So we're at home, and you came to see us." Sorry, I didn't think it was your place. Would you mind if we were friends?" "No problems. On the contrary, we're happy. It's a pleasure." The truck played with Crickery and Crocro all afternoon. At the time of leaving at snack time, everyone was a bit tired. The truck left. But here came a big cat. The mice said to him, "Wait, wait, no, 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 don't go out, don't go out. The cat is going to eat you." But the truck did not listen to Crickery and Crocro, and he went out. The cat didn't eat him. Of course, cats eat mice, they don't eat trucks. That's for sure. But that, the mice didn't know. The mice looked at the truck and were very surprised not to see him being eaten alive. Crickery said to himself, "But how is that possible? He's not eaten by the cat? Nah, here I will try, too. I will go out, I will see what happens." She pointed the tip of her nose, took out a paw, a second paw, a third paw, a fourth paw, a piece of the tail, the whole tail. That's it. Crickery is outside. Ooh, she quickly gets into her hole, because the cat has seen her, and in a single jump he finds himself in front of the mouse house. He almost ate Crickery. Phew. Crickery was quite scared. She thought she was going to get eaten, really. The little truck saw the whole scene. He wonders well what happened, but he continues his journey, thinking about the next day when he returns to see his friends Crickery and Crocro. The small truck went to bed. It was a big sleep of the night, a huge sleep of the night, and the next morning,
shh,
Papa Kalin tells the story. The next morning, the little truck woke up. He went straight to Crickery and Crocro and asked them, "But what happened? Why did the cat come out like that? Why did he jump on you, Crickery? What did you do to him? Were you naughty? Did you play a bad trick on him? What? How?" He had so many questions that he just didn't know what to ask. Crickery replied to him, "Shh, calm down a little. In fact, the cat likes to eat mice. But you, since you are not a mouse, he is doing nothing to you. It bothers us that the cat wants to bite us, because when we want to look for food, a piece of Gruyere or another piece of cheese, it doesn't matter. As soon as we want to go out, the cat harasses us." They talked, when suddenly the truck had an idea. He said to himself, "Since I'm a truck and that you are mice, what I could do is open my trailer. You go up, you hide, and I take you to get the cheese. That way the cat won't see you. Then I'll take you home." Crickery and Crocro thought, "One minute, 2 minutes. But it's a good idea, that's fine. That way the cat won't bother us. Not bad. We'll try that. Would you like to do it now?" The truck, all happy that his idea was accepted by his new friends, replied to them, "No problem. We'll try it right away." He opened his trailer. Crickery and Crocro slipped inside and closed his doors. Otherwise, it's useless. The two mice were a bit scared at the start because it was the first time they were getting into a truck. They were a bit tight, and since there were no windows, they couldn't see really well. But they quickly got used to it, because they trusted their new friend. And then, in any case, we have never seen a truck eating mice. The truck led the little mice into the kitchen and opened the doors of his trailer. The mice came out, without having been bothered by the cat. They took a beautiful piece of cheese and put it in the truck. After entering their turn, the truck brought them back home. Once in their hole, they came out of the truck with the piece of cheese and ate it. Enjoy your meal, mice. And there you have it, the story of the truck and the mice. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalin.